Track 3. The Long Rows.
The Long Rows were built by the Claycross Company in 1840 and ran along either side of what is now Smithy Avenue. They provided homes for the rapidly rising population, as Jess Andrews, Margaret Woodhouse and Glynis Fern remember.
88 houses. Do you know what the first number was? 31 to 74. That's the top row. The bottom row, 75. 218.
How come it started at 30?
31. I have no idea where that came about.
The house numbers followed on from the 30 houses that comprised the east and west tunnel rows, which we will also visit on this trail.
It were right nice. They were like two rows and got long gardens. No garden up front, because that's where you used to like have all your toilets and coal houses and all that. That were great. And then we used to all join together. All play sports together. We had some fantastic times at Long Row. We had two up and two down, and that was it. No bathrooms, nothing. You used to have tin bath. My mum had seven, so you had to share up and down beds.
Toe to toe.
Yeah. One slept that side, other slept that side. But there were great times. Great times. Better times than what you'll get now.
Because I remember taking rugs. When I was younger, for my mother, she used to always have a new peg rug every Christmas. My mother used to sharpen a peg and used to make hole and use all your coats and everything, all went into these lovely rugs.
Oh, that's why it's called a peg rug.
All nice patterned, lovely rugs they were. Mind you, they weren't very good when you were shaking them.